Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy Wednesday, everyone, and welcome to another celebration episode. I'm super pumped this morning because my featured guest today will be the co-founder and CEO of Blog Talk Radio himself, Mr. Alan Levy. And he has been hanging out in the virtual green room with me, and I will be bringing him on momentarily after our theme song.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Yes, today is another amazing day here on this platform. And as I mentioned a minute or so ago, my honored guest today is none other than the co-founder and CEO of Blog Talk Radio, Mr. Alan Levy. And I'm going to be bringing him on live. But I want to remind you that the phone lines are open, and I enjoy you being part of the conversation. So when you have a question, please feel welcome to call in 646-915-8166. The chat room is also open, and I know sometimes you're at work and you cannot get on the phone to call in, but you can always type your questions in the chat room and we'll get them answered for you. So don't hesitate to be part of the conversation. I also want to remind you that I am asking all of my supporters and listeners to donate to the Breakfast Feeding Program on this anniversary month so you can help me to launch the Breakfast Feeding Program at my former elementary school in Jamaica, West Indies. Our intention is to have this Breakfast Feeding Program launch this September coming for the new school year. You can recall that 15 months ago, I founded the Empowering People Foundation, Inc., which is funding the Breakfast Feeding Program for the students at the former elementary school. I am sure you will agree with me that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. So, yes, they are getting lunch, but we need to send them forth in the day so they can learn. So we want to get a hot breakfast in their stomach. So you can donate by going to GoFundMe.com/build-a-cafeteria. The long-range goal is to build a cafeteria for the school. So we are starting off with the breakfast feeding program. So we look for your support there. So without any further delay, I want to bring on my honored guest, Alan Levy. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you for waking up so early to share the microphone with me. I am super excited about having you on the show, but I am more excited about my celebration of 6 years here on this platform, because prior to hosting on here, I did traditional radio. However, the opportunity that Blog Talk has offered me to, I've had guests on my show from over 26 countries, and I have done in excess of 460 episodes. So I know when I was traveling into the studio to do a show, I was not really taking advantage of all of that. So for that, I want to show gratitude to you this morning and say thank you for what you have allowed, not only myself, but I'm sure many other people on the Blog Talk platform.
Well, thank you for that compliment, and thank you for those wishes. I mean, the platform would not be where it is, of course, without hosts like you and the tens of thousands of them that have, you know, continued to use the platform, that have been on the platform, and the millions of people that the platform has touched in terms of the content that's running through the platform. So it's my pleasure to be here to celebrate your 6 years. It's amazing. We started around 7 years ago, so you have been here for most of the time, and you've seen the platform evolve and the social media worlds evolve as well, while we have continued to grow in our hosts.
I think we have a bit of
Yeah, I'm here. I can hear you.
Okay. All right. I wasn't hearing you, so I thought we had lost you.
No. We're good.
Okay. All right. Yes. You know, I watch it evolve. I was sharing, I think it was last week, about when I just started here and on Blog Talk, and there were some challenges, and to see the kinks all work out and to see it evolve now, it is amazing. But, you know, anything in life has its challenges, and we just need to stick to it and to make sure we get the end result that we have in mind. And I want for people to hear it directly from you, Alan. Why did you start this platform? I know the story, and I've put it out there for people to read. But would you please take a few minutes and tell people why you started this platform?
Sure, it would be my pleasure. So in 2006, in the winter of 2006, my father was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. It was the third time that he had gotten it, and it was he was in a terrible place. And, you know, he had been dealing with this horrible disease for 6 years, 5 years at that time. And, you know, we wanted to clearly let the family know what was happening, and he was going to go through some more aggressive treatments and so on. And a friend of mine said, why don't you create a blog for him? And I said, what's a blog? I didn't even know what a blog was. And he says, well, it's, you know, there's millions of them, and you just write it up, and you know, you could use it and let your family and friends know how he's doing, and then they can make comments on it, and everyone can see that. I said, wow, that's a cool concept. And also, we could link to other blogs that, you know, cancer-related blogs. And my father was a pro at dealing with, he was in remission twice, and this was now the third time. So, you know, anything to take a distraction from the disease would be good for him. So I went home that evening, created a blog on Blogspot, walked in, put a picture up on the site, and created this website for him, brought in my laptop and showed it to him, and he was blown away. He says, how did my face get on the computer, you know, on the web? He's like, couldn't believe it. I said, Dad, I tell you, I don't know. I just learned what this block thing is, and there's 70 million of these. Like, I was in the telecommunications business, and he said to me, wow, that's incredible. I said, yeah, it is really incredible. And as I started researching this phenomenon, I started seeing the words join the conversation. But I didn't hear any conversations. And my background is telecommunications. I was in the phone business for 20 years.
That's right.
And
if you don't
hear
it, it's not happening.
I didn't hear it. So what do you mean join the conversation? I know what a conversation – we're having a conversation, but I couldn't hear any. And I said to my co-founder, Bob, and he worked with me in the telecommunication company, I said, wouldn't it be interesting if we could provide a voice to these bloggers, that they can use this platform to reach out to their audiences in a live form, and they could actually, rather than just post a comment that you may see that may have been posted an hour ago or a day later or 2 days later, what about if they can actually interact and engage and therefore truly have a conversation? And we said, wow, that's a pretty good idea. And we realized that no one had done this. No one had created a platform like that. So we went through and we did it. And we put together the Blog Talk Radio. I mean, even today at this point, you know, we've hosted over 2.5 million episodes on Blog Talk Radio. And thank you for your 400 and some odd. But, you know, I was the first host. And, you know, it was very – it continues to be unique technology. And obviously the world's evolved dramatically, and there's all different types of tools. But Google Hangout and there's Facebook and, of course, Twitter. But this is a unique platform, the way that you can actually interact and engage and take callers. So we went about our path, and I was able to tell my father before he died 3 months later I said to him, I said, Dad, I have this idea. He goes, yeah, what now? You know, because I always come up with some ideas, and I built a successful company. What's your latest? I said, I don't know. This blog I created for you? Well, I have this idea of creating a radio network where bloggers can host their own talk shows. And he goes, what? Are you crazy? I said, well, maybe. And then he said, hey, it's not a bad idea. So anyway, so that's how it started.
He's smiling down on all of us, you know. And I tell you, Alan, I can so relate to what you just shared, because I knew I was having fun here on Blog Talk. And honestly, I was just looking at it as having fun. I didn't have to go out in the snow to drive over to Bridgeport to do my show. And I was just having fun, you know. I get up, I get pretty, I get on here, and I have fun. And it wasn't until 1 December when it was my birthday, and I'm a single person and everything, and I said, you know something? I'm going to try and do a virtual birthday party. So
right.
I set up an episode to do my birthday party. I realized that the messages were coming in from all over the world. Then I began to ask people who call in, where are you calling from? I realized people were calling me from all over the world, and it blew my mind, because I had no idea the reach that I had on this platform. So I want to thank you for your persistence and just for following through on what your friend recommended to you, because there are a lot of times people share an insight with us, and we say, yeah, and leave it alone. So, you know, I'm excited. I'm always one for making a decision and taking action. So, I thank you.
Well, that's very good. And I think the two words that define the platform, and they both begin with the letter E, and it's empowerment and enablement, right? We the tools enable you to empower people and yourself, and you know, and that's that's the opportunity, right? I mean, there's the traditional media as we know it is really a closed environment. It's a closed universe.
Yes.
You can't, very few people can access it. Now, the world has changed in terms of Facebook and Twitter and blogs, of course, and things like Blog Talk Radio, where now you do have a voice. You do have more opportunities to get your platform out, to have a platform to get your voice heard. And the fact that you could touch so many people from all over the world, you know, it's just something that happens. You know, we host 1,800 radio shows a day now on Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
And it's happening all the time. It's happening all the time.
Mm-hmm. And the neat thing about it, people don't have to sit around and say, oh, I need to go to journalism school. You come on, you be your unique self, and you deliver. You know, you just have to follow your heart and do what it is you feel called to do. There's no obstacle in your way other than you. If you have a message that you want to get out, you can come on and do it. Last week, a gentleman signed on to my show. And when he signed on, I didn't know he was a gentleman, but after he called in, I realized he was. And he was calling from the D.C. area. And he was a dad whose child is involved in hip-hop. And he has been going to so many of these competitions. And he said, you know, I'm learning so much. Why don't I create a blog talk show so I can share it with other parents? And I said, that is an amazing thing you are getting ready to do, because there are parents who are probably sitting at home and they are not looking at an important reason why they need to be there to support their child. But by this dad coming on there and letting them know what he learned, it will encourage them to really go there and take an active part. So what are some insights you want to share with us, Alan, about how we can continue to evolve on this platform? I know that the company has provided some things, but do you have any little secret you want to share with us?
Do I have any secrets? Everything is out on the table. Everything is out on the table. No, I think that there's we're a network of like-minded, many, many different people, but also like-minded people. And the fact is that the people that use the platform are seeking an opportunity to get their word out and their voices out. And I think we've always, as you've noticed, as you've been on now for 6 years, continue to try to evolve the platform and enhance the platform and move it in a further direction. That's also our hosts should do the same. You know, the more people that touch the platform, like your friend, the more opportunities for the network to grow bigger, and more conversations to take place. I think, you know, for us, it's very important that we understand the reach and that our hosts are out there promoting it and leveraging their networks. And that's one of the great things about this era that we live in today, where, you know, it's pervasive. This network's pervasive in the social communities because of our hosts and listeners who are sharing it and pushing it out there and having conversations and engaging one another. It couldn't happen in another era, something like this. But this is where we're heading. And you know, the democratization of media is now here, and it's going to continue to happen. So, you know, I think what you're going to see from us is just the continuation of a simplification of the platform. Make it easy to create content. Make it easy to record. Make it easy to post your podcast to iTunes. We need to continue to simplify the tools, because the hosts like you that have been here for 6 months, 6 years, it's like riding a bicycle. This is what Blog Talk Radio is. I use this as my analogy. If you don't know how to ride a bicycle, you don't even know what a bicycle is. You see this thing that's leaning on the side of the wall, and you look at it and says, well, that's interesting. What is it? Well, it has two wheels, it's got a handlebar, and it's got a seat. So maybe you can ride something like that. But you look at it, and you get on, and you fall. Okay, you fall once, you maybe fall a second, but then you know how to ride a bike, and then you do it. But the challenge is, how do we get them on the bike? How do we get the people on the bike? And not only on the bike, but how do we help them go where they need to go?
Mm-hmm.
So if
balance.
We...
Yep.
Right. They'll balance, and with practice, you'll balance. Practice, you will go, but how do we help them go from point A to point B? And, you know, the bike doesn't go by itself, right? It's the person steering the bike that needs to...
That's right. You have to develop the stamina. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and you've got to... And there's, so what we need to do is provide support to help people get on the bike. Once they're on the bike is how to get the most out of the bike. And those are, that's a process. It's
that's right.
And that's happening, you know, as we speak over the years to improve that. And the more we do, the better it is for the overall community.
That's right. That's right. Alan, you are referred to as a serial entrepreneur, and, I have my two regular episodes of the week. One I do on Wednesday, which focuses on the empowerment, education, inspiration of entrepreneurs. And on Sundays, I do another fun episode about life issues and adversities and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
From an entrepreneurial point of view and insight, what can you tell us to keep building on our entrepreneurial path? I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's not easy, and I know it has not been easy for you, but you keep climbing. Would you like to give us some insight?
Yeah, no, that's a good question, and it has not been easy. And, you know, when it's not easy, particularly when you're doing something no one has done before, and no one does, right? And you wonder why you do it. Why should we be doing this? Why should we be doing this if it's unclear necessarily what the business model is? So this is an unusual situation. I think for entrepreneurs that you advise or help or train or people that come on your show, most people are venturing into existing businesses that are well understood. Maybe they're niche businesses, but they have a unique, and these people have a unique approach, whether it's they're in a local market, they want to start a business in their towns, and that there isn't one there. So really understand, I think you have to understand the dynamic and where you are and what is your advantage. What is your strategic advantage? Not the strategic advantage you may have today, but what is a strategic advantage that you can grow into? Because you know you're going to evolve, but you want to make sure that you evolve to the point where you know where you're heading, and that where you're heading is not something that can be easily dismantled or copied or disrupted. And that's a very important thing, because you know, there's so many different flavors of being an entrepreneur, and I wasn't for many years. I'm a CPA by training. I was an accountant for 14 years. And then in 93, I got into telecommunications. I became an entrepreneur, and certainly building Block Talk Radio is defining. I mean, this, you can't be more entrepreneurial than this. But for the people that, like I said, that you come in touch with, there is no greater glory, but there's no greater pain.
Right.
In terms of business, it is a very, very, it's lonely. One of my investors once said to me, as I was in LA at a conference by myself, traveling, you know, a week on end, 2 weeks on end, telling the story of what Blog Talk Radio is and will be. And he says to me, "It's lonely out there, right?" I said, "Yeah, it's lonely. It is. But, you know, if you can you rally the resources and you are very focused on your plan, and you stay focused and you stay true to it, you can accomplish anything, I think."
That's right. That's right. You know, stay true to the call. And I tell people all the time, whether I'm coaching them or mentoring them or training them, I tell them, you know, so long as we stay true to that call and we stay focused on the difference that it is going to make to somebody else, we will evolve. Because it is lonely, but as long as people realize, oh, it's really going to make a difference in my life, they embrace that and they in turn share that with somebody else. So the more people's lives you touch, the easier it is going to be for us as entrepreneurs. And, I mean, you can look at the amount of hosts that you have on this platform and the millions of lives that are being touched each and every day, because had it not been for that reason, you would not have been growing the platform here and the tools and equipments that we now have that we did not have in the beginning could not have been here unless you were making an impact in people's lives. So, again, for that I show an gratitude and I honor you.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate it. And for the people on our team, the engineers, the customer service teams, all the internal resources have been here many years. Many of them have been here since the beginning. Who started out as hosts, they appreciate hearing these words because, you know, you could hear, you can imagine what we hear, you know. So it's always nice. It's always nice to hear good things.
Yes. I tell you, sometimes I remember in the beginning too, and, you know, so, because sometimes I have a conflict between Skype and I don't know whether it is Skype or it's AT&T or it's Blog Talk.
Right. Right.
You know. Sometimes I'm calling in and I'm not very happy, you know.
Yeah,
so
I know.
But I know.
Also,
when,
I caught
when
you, so you're one of those people. Okay, so this is the now you're making good on up 6 years of calling up.
I'm telling you. So, Alan, Alan that's in the customer service. He's such an amazing person, and I say, oh my God, I think I can. And regard you now as my personal staff. You're always working, you know. But
your personal staff.
I'm 15,000.
Yeah. Well, look. You know, the thing is this. You look around the even today, 6 years after you started. What other platform is similar in this way where you can actually bring in callers and engage people like this live and interact with them? There's very few, and the reason is because it's. There's hardly any, and it's very complicated. It's unique, and that's the challenge. And, you know, maybe, you know, we'd look back and people say I was crazy. Probably was a bit, but it's very complicated technologies and still has not been replicated. So which means
that's right.
Over the passage of time that why not? Why is that the case? And it is because of the way it's constructed. And you know, so we keep going at it. Our hosts are incredible. They come back. They get a little angry, but then they understand that we're doing this to achieve something great, continue. So, you know, you're one of those people. So, thank you, and that's why I agreed to come on shows with people that are here for and committing for all these years to us and promoting themselves and the network. It's nice.
Thank you. I want to welcome guests 357 to the show and 361. My guest is the CEO and co-founder of Blog Talk Radio, and we are kind of winding up the conversation for this episode. So if you have a call, if you have a question, now is the time to call in. The number is 646-915-8166. 915-8166. If you rather calling in, if you rather just type in your question, you may do so in the box below, and I will read it for Alan. So let us hear from you. 646-915-8166. So, is there any growth about to take place that you would like to share on here?
Well, I think that what you're going to see is more, a bigger presence on platforms that's away from Blog Talk Radio where the content will reside, like iTunes and other platforms like that. The world is all about syndication, and also what we're trying to do is provide monetization capabilities more to our hosts with in-stream audio advertising and helping build the tools. You know, so we built the tools to enable you to easily host your show, and we want to build the tools to easily enable you to our hosts to monetize their shows, whether it's through a local sponsorship in their local community or a national participation that we may provide. So that's a big part of the emphasis going forward. And I think that if we can crack the nut around monetization and syndication of the content and really help in those two areas, then you see a much significant growth spurt for the company.
Thank you for accepting my mental request, because that's been something that has been on my mind, and I'm been tugging along with it, and you know how we can do this. I have massive content, I have numbers, but I could never crack the nut about how I can monetize what I'm doing. So
you're not alone.
To hear.
You're not alone, and it's not just on Blog Talk Radio. I just give you one statistic. On iTunes, there's a billion a month of downloads, and most of them are not monetized. The highest of high, the top 1%. But what about the masses? How are they monetizing it all? So, you know, if we can enable our tools by incorporating the ability to play clips in the studio and their advertising clips and other things, there's a lot of ways to do that, and we're starting to explore that. So I think that's the big area of the company.
Good. So that's really good to hear. I'll be excited when that happens, Alan. Okay, so I want to thank you because I know you're busy. You plan to come on for the first episode, and I do appreciate and want to respect that. So what are some closing thoughts you want to leave my listeners and I with, Alan?
No, I think we said, I think it just, thank you for having me, and continue to do the work you do and touch people's lives. And I listened in. I didn't know much about the school in Jamaica for the breakfast. I think that's a noble effort. I think that's wonderful.
Thank you.
And if you could use our platform, this platform that I built, to enable people to share these messages, to help children like that, you know, you should be honored.
Yeah, you know, Alan, that happened. I am from Jamaica, and back in 2012, I went down to spend time with my son, who still resides there. And one day he came to pick me up. I had gone to a church service, and he came to pick me up. And immediately I was standing outside, I heard a voice telling me to go to the country. The country is the rural part of where I was born and raised. So when Givonte came to get me, I said to him, Givonte, we are going to the country. So he said, country, mommy? I said, yeah. And he looked at me surprised, because the morning when I was leaving home, I did not tell him I was going to the country. And he knows I always let him know ahead of time where I'm going. So we went there. I showed him the mountain where I was born and raised on, and then I said, I'm going to take you to my school and my church. And when I asked the principal, how was the school, and she said to me, there was one problem going on. The first thing that came into my mind was marijuana, because I say it's rural, it's farming area, that's what they're growing, the kids are using pot. And I said, what is it? She said, the kids are coming to school without breakfast. And immediately she said that voice again said to me, that's the reason I sent you here today. So I know that I'm called to do this, and I keep telling myself, I said, God don't call you to anything that he's not going to sustain you through. And I look at it, I look, Alan, I'm 66 years old, and I look the same little canteen that was there that I took my lunch through the little window and walked back to the classroom to have my lunch. It's the same little canteen they have. And I said, I'm going to do whatever it is to start to feed them breakfast, and I'm sure Even if we have to do fish fry or fried chicken, I will raise enough money to give them a canteen where they know to sit. They don't have to walk in the rain to take their food back to the classroom. So I want you to send me some energy and prayers, because I know this goal will be reached, because there are people out there who believe in supporting others.
That's amazing. So, you should be commended. So, well,
yes,
thank you very much, and
thank you so much for having me.
And it was a great fun to speak with you.
Thank you very much, Alan. Thank you so much.
Bye bye.
So that was Mr. Alan Levy. I thank him for coming on this morning and for celebrating with us. I'm super excited, again, I tell you, about the celebration month here, 6 years on Blog Talk. And you know, what a legacy. What a legacy to have here. He started it for his father. His father was ill in the hospital, and he started. And this is time for you to ask yourself, what's your legacy going to be? What will your legacy be? Each and every one of us have challenges in our lives. And we can use that challenge that will allow us to impact the lives of millions of people if we make the decision to do so. So what's your story? You know? What is happening in your life that you sit around twirling your thumb and you're worrying about, you know, I wonder what's going to happen? Listen to this story. Go back and play. Go back and play the archive so you can listen about the things that you can create to make a difference in somebody else's life. You know, not everybody is a genius. However, everybody can take an action with that thing that is tugging at your heart. So I'm here this morning to challenge you to go out there and do something, make a difference. You know, if you are someone that you have been doing something, whatever that something is, but you have always been the go-to person, the call-to person that people are calling you to get that thing done, and you're always doing it. Why not formulate that in a business that you can help to keep, you know, food on your table for your family? You can help to make extra gas, money to buy gas to put in your car. What is it? You know, I saw a friend of mine on Facebook put a post that, you know, people are going around and they are complaining about not having jobs. But she says there are many jobs out there. People need to just use their computers instead of just sitting on there to do the chatting. Use their computers and look around, she said. She says there are so many jobs out there. And she said, a few decades ago, I took the time to learn to teach people how to use computers. And she said, I'm using that same idea now to teach people how to find jobs on the internet. They don't have to go out to drop resumes off any longer. I am teaching them how to stay at home, work from home, and make a lucrative income. So I was excited to have Alan Levy on the show here this morning and to share his story. And, you know, it was excited when I was excited to hear him mention about he was in telecommunications, and he just couldn't wrap this blog around here because they were saying, join the conversation, yet you wasn't hearing anything. So habits sometimes can hold us back. So he is just one of the exciting conversations that we're having. So far, I have confirmed Simon T. Bailey to be on the show. I have confirmed Dolores Presley. I have confirmed Talia Stovall. I've confirmed Veronica Conway, Crystal Martin, Washington. I have confirmed Doria DiCarlo. And I have confirmed so far. I think those are the people that I have confirmed so far. And I am waiting. Oh, no. Dr. Gerald Higginbotham is going to be on. Dr. Stephen Hatfield is going to be on. I'm waiting to hear back from George T. Frazier. I'm waiting to hear from Dr. Gerald Martin. And the list goes on and on. It is my goal and my intention to bring back as many of my former guests as I possibly can. I have a couple of people in New Zealand that wants to be on after Easter, and UK, Australia. I'm waiting to hear back from my friend in Israel and all of that. So many of the conversations that you heard in the past, you'll have an opportunity to hear them again on here, telling you about all the new amazing things that they are doing. Today is the 28th of April. No, excuse me. Today is the 8th of April, 2014. And I want for you to take the time to list some things that you are grateful for. What is happening in your life that you are grateful for today? I'm opening the phone lines. And for the people in the chat room, I want for you to write what you are grateful for today. And the phone lines are open that you can call in 646-915-8166. So while I wait for you to call in, I will start my list. Especially today, I'm grateful for my opportunity to be the host of this show on Blog Talk platform. I am thankful and grateful for that. I'm also grateful to be the host of my TV show that is produced and Comcast in Danbury and is aired in the greater Newtown area on Charter. We are also on SoundView, and we are on Comcast in Cromwell. We were on out in St. Louis, Missouri, and we are looking to get back on that platform. So we are just thankful for that, and for that I'm grateful. I am grateful for all my listeners, 13,000-plus listeners. I am grateful for that, that you have allowed me into your life, into your homes. For that, I am grateful. I'm grateful for all the people that allow me to work with them as facilitating any program that they are a part of, for coaching them and for mentoring them. I am grateful for that because as I work with you and I watch you grow and evolve, I am also growing and evolving too as I prepare for your growth and your success. I am also learning from you as well. I am grateful for those of you who posing challenges because you find a need and a desire to resist the change that the universe is presenting to you. You continue to fight it out of the fear that you are experiencing. I'm grateful for you too because you know what? It helps me to be creative. It helps me to develop some skills and talents that I probably did not have when I started working with you. So for that, it's adding value to my life. So for I still am grateful for you as well. And if you are listening to this episode, you all know who you are. But I love you, and I know that before long, you are going to step out from behind the wall of fear, and you are going to free your ego to fly. So I am grateful for you as well. And I am grateful for my son, Javon Oliver Hudson. I am grateful that the Lord has chosen us for each other. And although it has not always been smooth sailing, I am still so grateful for him. I love and appreciate him as my child. For my friends, my many friends, I am so grateful for all of you. You know, there are some of you I spend more time with for different reason, whether in conversation and or physical presence. I am so grateful for each and every one of you. For those of you who are continuously touching the lives of others, whether through priors or people who are shut in and you see it fit to go visit them and touch them. I honor you for your ministries and for the work that you are doing. I honor all of my spiritual mentors and spiritual leaders and pastors. I am grateful for each and every one of you, for your guidance and your direction, and for some of you, for your personal friendship. I am grateful for all of you. I'm grateful for my pet, Toby. I have my cat, Toby, and I am so grateful for him because for those of you who are single, you know what it means to have a pet and how it really adds some joy and light into your life. You know, I have worked over the years with a special group of people that are parents from the PLTI Institute here in Connecticut. And I want to show gratitude to the commission for that work that they do with the parents and for my being part of that as one of the facilitators for that program. I'm just so grateful because I've come to be connected with many friends and men and women who are doing phenomenal work. I've watched them evolve. I've watched them grow through this program. And I am grateful that I oftentimes have a say in how that comes about and how that happens. So I am so honored that I am able to express all of this gratitude. And we still have 11 minutes remaining, and you can still call in and share what is your list that you are grateful for today. I want to give one more gratitude that I'm grateful that I am able to continue to make the right choices in the things that I, the food that I eat, because that is making a huge, huge difference in my life. All right, so that's my list of gratitude for today. Develop your list and get into the habit of creating a list every day. Now, I want to share with you a few quotes here that you could put in your toolbox and use them when you find the need to do so. Don't burn bridges. You will be surprised how many times you have to cross the river. And that's a great one. Another one reads, remember the deal's not done until the check has cleared the bank. Find some other way of proving your manhood than by shooting defenseless animals and birds. Discipline yourself to save money. It's essential to success. Try to see things from other people's points of view. Promise big, deliver big. I love that one. Promise big, deliver big. Don't expect money to bring you happiness. That's a great one. Remember, money is an energy, so we need to treat, respect, and accept it as such. But it will never bring us happiness. We need to create our own happiness. Never snap your fingers to get someone's attention. It's rude. I wonder what they say about whistling. Never underestimate your power to change yourself. Remember, it is your responsibility. Don't use a toothpick in public. I'm sure that was written by a mother to a child. No matter how dire the situation, keep your cool. Never get stressed out. Never get flustered. Remember, we have 7 minutes, so you want to call in to share about your gratitude. I would love to hear from you. Leave everything a little better than you found it. Fill your gas tank when it falls below 1/4 full. Some great little insight here. I have this little book of instructions. You know, if you are somebody who is traveling on the train or something, you would love to have this just to go through, and you can get some great little insights from it. Arrive at work early and stay beyond quitting time. You never know, that might be the little trick that gets you the next promotion. Don't be too quick to pack up. Always give a little extra. What they say, promise big, deliver big. Don't only give what you get paid for. Give a little more. Every day, show your family how much you love them with your words, with your touch, and with your thoughtfulness. I think I need to read this again. Every day, show your family how much you love them with your words, with your thought, with your touch, and with your thoughtfulness. You know, especially our children, they need to know how we feel about them. So every day when they leave to go to school and everything like that, you know, make sure you are giving them the best memory to leave the home with. Because one never knows what will happen when we leave the home. So I pray that this was a great episode for you. And I want to encourage you to support our breakfast feeding program, the Carmel Elementary School, by going to gofundme.com/buildacafeteria. Every little donation that you can give us will help us to reach this dream. So I want to just honor each and every one of you that took the time to listen to this segment today. I look forward to have you celebrating with us for the remainder of this month of April. And as we move forward in our seventh year, I look forward for your continuous support. Just continue to have an amazing Tuesday.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? I believe that he's concerned about me. I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me, hallelujah, and directing me, speak to it, my destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah.
to my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this name. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this name. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. I can almost see the breaking of day. It's death.